Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Monday, the 9th of February 2026. Today's topic is the power of prayer. Our text is taken from Acts chapter 12, verse 1 to 7. Verse 1. Now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. Verse 2. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Verse 3. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. Verse 4. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison, and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Verse 5. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Verse 6. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. Verse 7. And, behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side, and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. Key verse. Acts chapter 12, verse 5. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Timothy was sent on an errand by his father to a nearby village. He ran with the message to the person he was sent to. By the time he was returning from the other village, he got to a crossroads. Lo and behold, he could not figure out the right way to his village. He became confused. But quickly, as a friend of Jesus, he remembered the weapon of prayer. He closed his eyes and offered a short prayer to God for divine direction. Immediately he finished the prayer, something dropped in his heart telling him to go to the left. He followed that left side and few. In a few minutes, Timothy was in front of his father's house. The believers in our Bible passage understood the power of prayers. When Peter was kept in prison, prayer was made by the entire church for him, and God answered. Immediately, there was a shaking in the prison. The prison doors were opened and all the chains fell off. Prayer moves God's hands, enables God's people to do exploits, and enlarges his kingdom. Jesus said, Without me, ye can do nothing. Once we have prayed, we are ready to do anything. Until we have prayed, we can do nothing, but once we have prayed, we can accomplish great things. Prayer is the key that brings solutions to all problems of life. Learn to pray for your pastors, teachers, and those in position of authority. God will answer your prayers. You also have the power to intercede for your family so that all the needs will be met. Make it a point of duty to pray at all times. Prayer for today. The power to pray without ceasing grant unto me, O Lord. In Jesus' name, Amen. Further reading. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.